House and Senate Criminal Justice Committees will meet Tuesday and Wednesday. Up for consideration are a number of proposals that have criminal justice advocates talking. One that will get a hearing in the Senate Tuesday would expand criminal record expungement for minors. It's sponsored by Republican Senator Keith Perry. As it stands, there is a process for expungement of record if a minor completes a diversion program, though it's limited to first-time misdemeanor offenses. Democratic Senator Jason Pizzo is also carrying a bill dealing with expungement of criminal records.
Senate Bill 684, members, allows for a court-ordered expunction to be granted to an individual whose previous court-ordered expunction was granted prior to the age of 18.
That will be up in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, the bill's second stop. Senate Criminal Justice Committee Chair Jeff Brandis already has bills moving. Five of them were passed by the panel during its meeting in December. Senate Bill 572 would expand the definition of confinement in the Department of Corrections for gain time purposes. It would include time spent in the department's care, custody, supervision, or control through participation in a program.
There's currently no data to suggest that $50 in a bus pass is the best way to release an inmate. This bill authorizes the Department of Corrections to allow an inmate to participate in a supervised community release program up to 365 days before their technical release date.
In its first committee stop, the bill was amended by Democratic Senator Randolph Bracey of Orange County to include a gain time provision. That's something Brandis advocated for last session, to reduce a state requirement that the incarcerated must serve 85% of their sentence, even with time earned, to 65%.
This amendment allows nonviolent offenders to earn more incentive gain time for good behavior, diligent work, educational attainment, and other constructive programming by lowering the 85% threshold to 65%, and for it to be applied retroactively. As the Secretary has stated numerous times, our current model is unsustainable, and I believe we have no choice but to lower the threshold for gain time.
Bracey also has his own standalone gain time bill. Greg Newburn is Policy Director for advocacy group Families Against Mandatory Minimums Florida. He supports Brandis' measure.
The 85% requirement says they have to be in confinement. This would expand what confinement means, so it would allow folks to just serve their time in different, more productive ways.
In the House, Tampa Democratic Representative Diane Hart is carrying a proposal similar to Bracey's. Last April, state estimators said a gain time provision could take more than 9,000 people out of the prison population by 2023. Estimators also said it could potentially save the state as much as $860 million. Representative Hart says those savings are a bonus on top of the problems allowing for additional gain time could alleviate in an ailing prison system.
Not only do we get people to go home earlier, we also get to save over $800 million over a five-year period, which I think is critically important that we put those dollars back into our system to educate people and prepare them to go home.
Another Brandis bill that's cleared its first hurdle in the Senate is one that looks to let elderly inmates out of prison who have served at least 10 years of their sentence. It would apply to inmates at least 70 years old who were not convicted of certain violent and sexual offenses. Gene Greason is director for Men of the Word Prison Ministry. He visits incarcerated men who oftentimes have to live in conditions he describes as being tough on even younger inmates. He described visiting a prison on a particularly cold night where inmates were sleeping in sub-60-degree weather indoors.
If you've ever attempted to sleep in a 56-degree room with one of your clothes and sheets, you'd know what I'm talking about.
He asked lawmakers to consider dropping the age even lower for inmates to qualify.
In summary, I'm asking that you change this bill to make the age 65 instead of 70.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 15% of the country's prison population in 2016 were 65 years old or older. Criminal justice bills are still being filed ahead of the session's start date. A recent Brandis bill would lessen the mandatory minimum sentences for designated prison releasee reoffenders by about a third. Under Florida's prison releasee reoffender law, a person can be sentenced as such if they commit certain crimes, most of them violent crimes, within 3 years of being released from a detention facility if their original sentence was a prison sentence. I'm Ryan Daly.